XS Shop Fede Huso, what's going on? It's your boy Malume Yusuf, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Malume's Mic. As per tradition, I'm gonna check out what the content today is. It's the first time that Level Hills or today's topic is. Oh, anyway, before I get into who's missing, first time Level Hills about the topic today. But today we're talking about weight. What do you see when you look into the mirror? So a lot of people have been talking about weight. I mean, my whole life, weight has been a big conversation. And I've recently seen Level's life weight started becoming conversation too.
Yeah.
I've completely blindsided him, by the way.
I'm here, guys.
You know what the topic is. But yeah, talking about weight. And I asked a bunch of subscribers what they see when they look in the mirror.
Yeah.
What advantages they have of because of their weight or disadvantages. And we're trying to speak and finally get to what the ideal body is. So watch until the end of the episode until you hear what the ideal body type is. Because yeah, there's so many comments on what the ideal body type is. So yeah, I've a really cool way to end it. But yeah, man, before we get started, this is my brother, Lebo. If you guys don't know, I've got a brother. His name is Lebo Rampedi. He's right here.
Yes,
and
sir.
And he's an amazing content creator. He's worked with multiple brands, graced thousands and thousands of subscribers. I think he's almost on 50,000 subscribers.
Yes,
so
sir.
If he's not there, please just get him there. That'd be beautiful. Claudia and Lucas are on sick leave. Claudia and Lucas are on sick leave. So I asked Claudia and Lucas to shoot yesterday, and then they, I think they weren't feeling too grand. So they said, yo, bro, let's just give the subscribers a break. I said, no ways. I'm going to make consistency. So I was level here.
So like your favorite substitution teacher, I'm right here.
Yeah.
So welcome to the class.
Welcome to the class.
Yeah.
We're going to read the top comment from the previous episode. It was what everyone should leave. Is that the previous episode? No. Previous episode was not what we should leave in 2022, no? Nah?
I won't
The previous
lie.
Episode was...
Know.
You don't know. Do you... Guys, also, Lebo does not even watch Malume's Mic.
No, so...
Who needs therapy? That's the previous episode.
Just like every artist, I don't like to be influenced by other artists. You feel me? So, as a content creator, I don't like listening or watching other people's content because I feel like it's going to influence mine. I want to have my own style.
I get that. And I'm pretty much the same. Top comment comes from Wholesome Gen ZA. We should just accept Tato's the king of SA YouTube. Oh, damn. Thank you.
Hey, what do you mean, hey?
Dimple says therapy is a root cause analysis. She's quoting what I said. She said brilliant. Also, you guys are so intelligent, and one can tell through your choice of analogies that you guys studied science.
What science did you study? Oh, engineering.
Engineering, yeah. Industrial
science.
Industrial and systems engineering. But before we get into the episode, I don't know if you know this, but we always speak about how we've been doing, what we've been up to. So I'm going to pose the question to you. What have you been up to? What you've been doing for the past couple of weeks? Any crazy life changes?
I just got back from Cape Town.
Yeah. 7 days. Guys,
eight days.
Guys, start a YouTube channel. 7 days in Cape Town.
You know, like, you know, when you're able to go to Cape Town during January and you see your friends eating spinach and brown bread, you realize. You realize the beauty of, like, you know, trying to get your life together and, like, trying to have, like, the side hustles and stuff.
Yeah.
But I've been doing good. I think that... right now, like my current mentality right now is progress over perfection, as it's been for like a year.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to progress myself in any way possible. That's basically me. How are you doing?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. What can we actually expect from you, like from the channel this year? Because I actually don't know what you're doing this year.
Oh, man. I think I'm, in terms of the channel, I'm in quite like a storm right now. I think right now I'm just trying to figure out what is my 2023 niche. You feel me? Like what's the content presented for it this year? But in terms of my TikToks, like, oh, man, it's always going to be jokes, always going to be fun. I think I'm becoming a TikToker. I don't know.
Yeah, Hunter definitely has gone in the direction because that man hasn't posted a YouTube video in 2 months. But anyway, I've been good. Like I said, on the seat with my Lumi, I just came back from a 7-day trip as well because I was in Durban.
And the Rompetti brothers are moving, eh?
But international.
They're Durban, eh?
Cape Town.
Cape Town, eh?
So I've been in Durban with a really cool creative called Stephen Ndukwa. I was from Nigeria, so he does real estate and travel. So he was teaching me how he does that content. And I was pretty much just trying to, you know, learn from him, assist him. He was assisting me.
Yeah.
I was trying to showcase the tourism in Durban, showcase the real estate in Durban. I got to meet billionaires, bro. You know how crazy that is? I got to meet people that are developing like estates and complexes. And those people funded those things with their bank balance.
Yo, just to be in the same room as them, I'm sure you just learned.
It was insane, bro. And like just the way they carry themselves, the energy. It's like they have the energy that like, nothing you can do can impress me but speak.
Mm.
Yeah. And I've got much together, but I'm going to listen to you because you never know what I can learn from you, but I'm pretty much not going to learn anything from you.
I hear you.
It's a really cool aura. But yeah, today's episode is cool, man. We're talking about weight. So I actually posted on my IG to get us like warm and started for people to speak about their experiences. And I'm going to tell you guys exactly what I typed on IG. I did this like an hour ago, so I don't even know if I got that many responses. I got a couple. But I said, how has your body type affected your life, your struggles, or benefits? I'm not going to say people's names because I fear that they want to be anonymous. But one person says, struggle. I can never go anywhere without a long top covering my behind. So I'm assuming she got a big booty. Or no booty. Nah, probably big booty. Probably has a big booty. Let's go. I want to go to your face and see.
Got that abnormal vehicle.
Beep. Yeah, no, she got the beep. Another one says
no shame. Like, I know we're joking about it, but like a lot of girls, like we see it because guys always just see it, it's like wow, but a lot of girls actually just they're like, yo, like it's not nice
having, having all this bunda,
big bunda and big, you know,
yeah, I know about the like boobs. I know having big breasts is really tough, yeah.
And like as gents we never really understand it because we over sexualize anything that's like, you know, massive.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's so true. Can't do that. It's somebody's struggle.
Yeah.
I'm skinny or not petite enough, but shout out to Bra for my first photo shoot soon with this body. I know what that means. I'm a very chubby person, so I grew up being body shamed, and that led to me having a low self-esteem. I relate to that. I'm scared of plastic chairs because I'm afraid they won't be able to hold my weight. Embarrassed. I get that.
Yeah.
Struggles. Hardly being able to find pants that fit properly without feeling insecure.
Yeah.
Continuing from that previous statement, I can only wear dresses and skirts because of that. Being insecure has caused me to buy oversized clothes because I want to hide my body.
Can I ask you something while you're going?
Yeah, yeah.
As you're reading this, a majority of these people are women, right?
Yeah, yeah. These are all women. Guys, are all women.
I want to just, I know it's, I'm jumping the gun, but you must understand how out of touch men are with saying that like they're not comfortable with their bodies.
Which is why I wanted to do this episode because I was there like, bro, I've heard so many women speak about their bodies. Yeah. I mean, on Twitter, like, stop commenting on my weight. Don't go to family. Fuck, it's all women. So I was like, you know what? Men go through the same thing. They just shy away from speaking about it. Also, guys, like most of the podcast, my eyes are teary and red. I'm not crying. The life that I have really affect me.
And it's really bright.
And I said this in like my defining breakups episode. Everyone's like, oh, right. But it's a real thing. Like the lights that I have, I need to get like a diffuser because they really be messing me up. Another one comes from a close friend. They say, I wanted attention. People think you can't have insecurities. Wow. People dislike you because of jealousy and don't even give you a chance to get to know you. Benefit is that you're part of what is socially accepted or seen as a beautiful or pretty. So I'm assuming this girl has a really nice body.
And very beautiful.
And she's very beautiful.
And yo, this is that's what's crazy. I know a lot of beautiful girls. Like a lot of beautiful girls.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they also so insecure about being beautiful. It's like, yeah. Oh my God, I don't know if these people want to even be with me and around me because I'm just a beautiful girl, etc. Yeah. And that for me is insane.
Mm. I just go even said you can't have insecurities because you're deemed to
be because you're deemed beautiful.
Yeah. Damn. Let's go in. Another one, she says, you see yourself as exactly what everybody else sees. Like, oh, it also helps lift a bit of insecurity. However, it doesn't mean you see yourself the way everyone else sees you.
Yeah.
Damn, that's actually crazy. It's actually my girlfriend that said that.
What?
Yeah, the whole benefit. Like, my girlfriend got a banging body, so she's the one. That's shout out to you, baby. But yeah, so that's crazy. So one thing for me, for the longest time, I've always been a big guy. Like, I think since young, I've always been a big guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I relate to a lot of the things, like clothes were hard to find, jeans impossible. Remember the first time I lost weight?
Yeah,
with mama, then I bought my first pair of skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Then I walked around the whole house saying, I'm wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah, you're very excited. Which is crazy.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I've always been a big guy. My weight has always followed me everywhere I go. It's always been in my mind. I have like abnormal body. Like I've got a really big bunda. Well, it's not really big, but I've got bunda.
Yeah, same.
I've got a lot of level two actually.
I'm slim thick.
Yeah. Like a big thighs.
Nigga, like me, if I wear shorts by the beach, niggas are saying, what waist? They're saying, yo, hey, Joe, niggas wearing booty shorts. No. I just have cake.
Obviously me, I've been very, very skinny, but I've got like man boobs. So like my, that's why like, if you see all my t-shirts, always really baggy.
Yeah.
I try to hide like my man boobs, but I'm old now. I can't change my man boobs. I can't do anything about it, but I have man boobs and I've accepted that. But it took years for me to finally accept that, like, you know, this is how I'm built and I can't do much about it unless exercise. But now, like you've seen, I'm in the gym day in, day out. Like, I'm eating healthy. I'm making good decisions. And I'm really, really trying.
It's so crazy for me because, you know, growing up on the opposite spectrum.
Yeah, we're
being too skinny, you're always told to eat more. You're always told, you know, like, what the hell? You can't find clothes as well. That, like, you have to shop in the kiddie section.
Bro,
I was wearing when I was wearing size 12 to 14 at 18.
Yeah.
That's insane. You know, like, I remember I was on a date, actually. It's like a true story. I was on a date and this girl's like, yo, where'd you get this shirt? And I was like, nah, it's fire, right? And she's like, yeah, can I see where you got it? And I was like, I don't know, but you can check the tag. And keep in mind, I'm like, I think I'm 17. She checks the tag, it says 12 to 14. I was like, Imuna, we know. I bought it for my, I yo.
That's so crazy. But as we go on the podcast, we're going to be speaking about like our bodies, family opinion. Should somebody tell you if you've gained weight or not? Is there an ideal way to be in? And how certain body types are actually a social currency? So we're going to be touching on all of that. But before that, I want to personalize this a bit. Because you started speaking about, like, you know, your difficulties with your body. Yeah. Growing up, when you were, let's say, primary school, even early high school, how did you perceive yourself? Like, did you even have an opinion on your body? Yeah. Did you look at yourself a certain way? What did you see in the mirror? Did it affect your day? Because you were different on this opposite spectrum of me. You were skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how did, was that even a thought? How was that like for you?
Okay, so I know it's just a personal opinion, but being skinny is not as difficult as being seen as overweight. It's just a personal opinion of mine. Because even though you're skinny, yeah, people make jokes and say, you know, they used to make bad jokes. They used to say that if we whistle too loud, Level's going to fall off. Like, he's going to fall off his chair.
Where'd you go?
They used to say that, like, I can't play any contact sports like rugby, etc.
So yeah, damn.
It's just this perception that, like,
remember you told me, I remember Lebo was like, yo, bro, I'm playing rugby. Then I was like, come on.
Yeah, like, everyone's like, no, bro, like, you can't do that. Or you could go play cricket, go swim or something, or go run, you know? And niggas making jokes like Kwashiorkor. Like, you're going to have Kwashiorkor if you don't start eating.
Yeah,
so it makes you feel insecure and stuff. But at the same time, you realize you're also just growing.
So in that moment, were those insecurities actually affecting your livelihood, like your days? Were they affecting how you stand out, like how you step outside?
It definitely.
Or were they just jokes that you'd brush off?
It definitely affected how I loved myself. It definitely affected the fact that, like, a lot of the times, like, the externals, when I say externals, I mean, you know, girls and guys and friends, your teachers, your parents, your family, how they perceive you, sometimes how you perceive yourself. It's sad, but it's the truth. And, you know, being labeled as skinny and et cetera, and, like, you know, you just want to wear the good sizes, you know. You want to go shot in cotton on in factory and wear good clothes, but you're stuck at, you know, some other brands and, you know, like, you have to wear the smaller clothes, you have to wear in the kiddie section, and you don't get to articulate your style, your personal view. But I do want to state that, for me, it was never really like a huge.
So it wouldn't affect your day to day.
Yeah.
You wouldn't wake up and be like, I'm going to get another skinny joke today.
Nah.
Or I'm too skinny.
Nah.
Or nah. It's so crazy.
It was only when, like, you know what's crazy? It's only because, again, I'm a male, so I really do care about the perspective of women. But it's like, it's only when you really perceive. Shout out Nairobi in the back, guys. That's our dog.
Something fell, so she's just tripping up.
Yeah, she's reassuring me.
She's saying that we're not safe.
She's saying, you're safe.
Nairobi!
Yeah, so as I was saying, being a male,
yeah.
I think that I really care about the perspective of women.
Definitely.
And obviously, I perceive myself to be such a loser in high school and primary school. And I realized, yo, women don't mess with me because I didn't have a good personality, but it was because I was short, I was skinny, I wasn't that guy. I wasn't the first team rugby player. I didn't have the muscles. I didn't have the perception, the social beauty standards of, you know.
Social currency.
But I want to ask, what about you? And keep in mind, I also grew up with Tato. And I feel as if, like, you know, when your brother's growing up and is being perceived as overweight, you feel guilty to even, like, you know, feel like, yo, being skinny is a problem. You feel me? It's a crazy concept. It's like you in the mid between. It's like, yo, like, I'd rather be here than be there. But I don't know about you, T. Like,
yeah, I mean, for me, for the longest time, bro, because I think it for bigger people. Yeah, definitely. Like with you, I get that. I never actually thought about that. That, like, you couldn't come in much because that was out there being overweight. So she also wants to say something. I wasn't perceived to be overweight. I was overweight. I was overweight.
Yeah,
overweight because I was overeating. And for me, like, every day was just horrible because if you listen to my podcast, Seated with Malumi, I spoke about, like, my upbringing and, like, my weight quite a bit. And with me, it's like, bro, every day I'd get up, I'd get dressed, I'd look in the mirror, and I'd be like, oh, another day with this body, like another day with this person. Yeah. And mind you, I was trying, bro. I was trying exercise. I was doing Zumba. I was running. Remember Zumba?
You like you were doing Zumba?
I was doing Zumba with mama. Like, I do Zumba for like 5 days and I get sad that I'm the same weight. Can't they like I do Zumba and then go stuff my face later? Like, stupid. But like now I'm understanding like how the body works and everything, which is why like I'm exercising. But for me, every day was hard. Like I hated the way my clothes used to be on me. My blazer was my biggest savior. Like I'd wear my blazer and I feel like I'm covering most of my body. Which is why if you look at my style, like post high school, a lot of jackets.
Yeah, but your style has been evolving.
Now my style is too much.
Yeah,
it really took time. But like back in the day, like first year, second year, third year, I would wear blazers, jackets, anything that I could really use to cover, because I'm trying to cover my man boob, trying to cover my upper body, lower body, just trying to hide myself. Now I realize that like, yo, bro, like this weight thing, everyone will always have an opinion, and it's not up to me to like.
I like how you brought up the theme of clothes, because I think that's one of the biggest ones. We both mentioned it. It's that thing of like your style cannot be expressed because of your body type.
Your body type,
mannequin has a six pack. There's no reason for a mannequin to have a six pack.
Yeah, bro. And that's been my biggest thing, like with me, even to this day. Like only now is my style getting better, because my shoulders are like broader and like I think they're in the final phase, and I'm in my final height. Like when I think about like high school, I used to like shop in the men's section at like 13 years of age. I'd go to like Bogart or like Woolworths Men and buy jeans that would fit my waist and my thighs. And then like there's like a good 10 centimeters of leg space that needs to be tailored. So I'd get the pants, shout out to my mom for being patient with me. And then I'd always tailor them, because if I didn't tailor them, I look like a fool. But yeah, bro, like it's always been crazy for me. Throughout primary school, throughout high school, throughout university, always been a big insecurity of mine. Only when I started dating did I gain confidence, because when you date, you have to obviously be intimate with somebody and you can't be having intimacy with clothes on.
Did you feel insecure with your naked body in front of your partner?
Fully in front of anybody. Like I think only I can count the amount of people that have seen me topless. With three hands.
Are you more of a switch off the lights type guy?
I used to have sex with a t-shirt on. And then she
looking like a WWE wrestler.
Like, I don't think she ever saw me naked.
Wow.
Yeah, she never saw me naked. She'd obviously see my lower body, but she'd never see me because I was trying to hide my man boobs. So only in like, my second partner after her, she made me feel really comfortable and safe. So she was like, bro, you're perfect. She would touch me. She touched the parts what I was insecure of. And she's like, you're perfect. I love you the way you are.
That's so reassuring.
Yeah. It's so reassuring. So obviously with her, I was able to take off my t-shirt. I took off my t-shirt the first time her now like had any form of intimacy. And she didn't react or pull a face or make me feel some type of way. Like, she wasn't like, yo, you got what I got. Damn, was that an A cup? You got a double A, double B.
You know what they call that, having sex with a shirt on. They call it the Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. I was Winnie the Pooh, bro.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I was saying like my ex-partner, she made me feel really comfortable, which led me to every time I had a girlfriend, I would then like, I would then take off my t-shirt and then gauge reaction. And then based off the reaction, I'd be able to move forward. Yeah. So it was the one time I was with the girl, took off my t-shirt and she was like, whoa, she pulled a funny face. Then I was just there like, damn, I'm not like deemed attractive to this person. Which is okay, because they obviously have a specific body type that they want to be around.
I think also just because we're speaking about like, you know, sex and stuff also as well, how pornography also contributes to the body type being, you know, like, your insecurity.
The guy's on point on banging.
What? Bro, I remember one time I was encountering my first like thick girl and she said, pick me up. My goodness. All of my training, no matter how little training I have done, if I had ever done a push-up in my life, had led to that moment. Picked her up, the veins are popping out of my neck. I did what? Two. I said,
oh, so you guys are having intimacy standing up?
Yes. And then pick up. Then you go, it's me, you fall back onto the bed.
Also, when you're doing things intimate, like you can't do like that. Like you won't be able to stay strong throughout. Because you're in your mind, you're trying to use the muscles. How's the boy down there meant to stay?
But it's perspective. And again, mentioning the pornography chat, like for women, you know, you always see the girls in porn, you know, being like so petite, you know, petite or thick or curvy. Thick or curvy. But like, stomach. It's always the socially acceptable. I think for men, you know, it can range and etc. But that's the thing, you know, we are the content we consume.
Yeah.
So if you're big on watching, you know, TikToks, modeling, fashion, all the things that surrounds us, the body types that just you're supposed to have, you know. And even with clothes, you mentioned in clothes and stuff, you know, you pass a store for clothes and you see the poster of the guys
and holding he looks good.
And that guy is the most beautiful man you've ever seen in your life. It's not the regular man, you know. Yeah. And that's the thing that, you know, you have to also consider growing up, I guess.
Yeah, so with me, I'd see these guys in the mannequins and I'd be like, yo, I can't wait to try this on. Mm. Try it on and I'm just there like instantly depressed. Like there was a point... For a good 5 years, I hated shopping because every time I'd go shopping, it would remind me of how I look. Mm. And that would make me really, really sad. And I'd be like, nah, fuck, I hate shopping. Now when I shop with a good friend of mine who chooses my fits. And thank God the shops I go to, like, accommodate my body type. So even if I go to, like, a good H&M, I'm going to get them. Like, XL is XL. Like, even a large will fit me.
Hey, yo, sometimes they lie.
Sometimes they lie. some shops don't even have your size. Like your cotton ons and stuff. I don't know if it's still true to this day. But they're like, it's hard to get an XL. It's usually like a large or a medium. And it's like medium, small, extra small. And it's like, damn, I get it. Because we're big people aren't a big stat, I guess. Like,
yeah.
I guess we don't have drip like that. But yeah, like, I wanted to ask you one thing. Like, in terms of your weight, does your weight or did your weight, like, yeah, because you've been pretty much the same now. Does your weight affect things that you do? Like, does it prevent you from doing certain things?
Yeah. So recently, last year in like September, I think I got my first comment on a video on TikTok and someone commented, yo, like, you're actually gaining a lot of weight. And I remember immediately, like, I was just there like, what the hell? Bro, I've been skinny.
That's your first weight
comment. Yeah, that's like my first weight comment in terms of being like on the other side, not like the skinny side, you feel me? And it's like, yo, you're gaining a lot of weight, hey, like money's good. And it's like, what? Whoa, you guys associating.
whoa.
Like, and I'm just there like, wow, like, I remember I didn't post a TikTok for... The following week, I remember I came to speak to you and I was like, yo, dog, like someone coming to me. Way. Tata laughed actually. I was like, you know this life now. And you're just there like, yo, like, it's so crazy. Like, you will never, and it made me realize you'll never truly understand someone's struggle until you go through it.
You will always speak from.
You're speaking privilege. From a point of privilege.
Yeah, like, even like with certain things, like, when my friends ask for advice, I speak from privilege, so I can't necessarily, like, advise them.
Yeah.
Because I've never been there. Mm-hmm. That's why when Level 4 got the comment, I laugh because I'm like, oh, bro, that's my 9 to 5.
I got that an hour ago.
An hour ago. Which actually brings me to the point of, like, okay, let me
ask you. But what about you, though? Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
With me, definitely anything to do with water. So I love water, I love swimming, I love the beach. But pretty much most of high school, most of university, I wouldn't swim at the beach with you guys. I wouldn't swim in the pool. If I did, I'd be wearing a t-shirt. Even to this day, like, I swim with a t-shirt now, but just because I am an influencer. So I'm known by some people. So if I go to Sun City, I'll probably greet like 10 people. If I go to the mall, I might greet one or two people. So I wore a t-shirt like at Sun City because I don't want people to take pictures of me and then make it into a conversation. Because as much as I'm confident in who I am and how I look, I don't want it to be a conversation. I don't want people to be
so
judging me or looking at me based off of how I look without a t-shirt. You get me? And obviously, like, I mean, I'm exercising now. Like, I'm exercising quite a bit. I'm eating healthy. I'm taking before pictures. I'm seeing my body drastically change because of my choices. And I can't wait to, like, finally show you guys how I looked without a t-shirt and how I'm going to hopefully look by, like, December or next year, January.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big goal of mine. I don't want to say it out loud because, you know, when you say goals out loud, for some reason, they expire.
Hey, you know what it is? It's the people that are listening saying, never.
Never. But no one here must say you're going to be the same. Everyone must be like, Tato, you're going to change. Yeah. Comment down, you got this. So we can have positivity.
Don't be a lawyer. Liskan lawyer.
Yeah, no, don't do
get
that.
Get it? Yeah. Yeah. But I was saying, you know, like you said with the content creator thing, we are quite exposed. That's another thing. So not having the proper, you know, like, weight on you, it does. It's bad, bro. It messes with you heavy, you know.
Because it does. You're
in the social eye.
You're exposed to thousands and thousands of comments. I mean, I've got like
thousands.
I've got 160K subs. You've got almost 50K subs.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure 99% of my 160K subs know who you are.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure 99% of 50K subs know who I am. Yeah. So in totality, we have probably known by over 1 million people.
Yeah.
Also, like,
I know it sounds like we like frying. But it's genuinely the truth.
Like even my
think
views.
About like, dude, I posted a video this morning. It did 120,000 views.
Yeah, and it's been like, what,
so 120,000 people saw it. Now imagine now Like, for example, a one comment that I always used to get is that your lips are dry. Now imagine 125,000 people are like, facts.
My lips. Yeah, bro. Facts, facts, facts. Okay, how has your weight affected your view on life?
Okay, so something that's constantly been told is something called beauty standards.
Yeah.
Right? I've always seen myself as a medium ugly bro, which contributes to my body because of the fact that, like, I am not really built, like, I'm not a strong bro. I'm seen as quite skinny sometimes. Sometimes yeah. I'm seen as semi-skinny. And one thing that it really has affected overall in my life and, like, my perception is Lebo will never be able to be, like, one, like, a gym rat. Yeah. Like, I tried the gym thing, you know. I just got skinnier and skinnier and more ripped and ripped and more ripped. So the 1% of fat that I had defined, and it made me feel like gym is not the place for me, which is so sad because, you know, you go to gym with other people and you see them, like, becoming stronger. You see them becoming bigger. You see them becoming more buffed. And you are just, boom, like, you, like, guys, let me tell you something. When you gym and you're skinny, I know it's based on your diet and et cetera, which I didn't really take care of, but if you don't have the right diet and you're just gymming, like, you will stay the same.
I just have
you will not progress at all. Whereas other people, they will progress, even if they're eating KFC, et cetera.
Yeah,
but excuse I think me. One thing is also just opportunity. Mama and Papa always used to tell me, like, if you look clean, you're more likely to get hired. You're more likely to get opportunities. You're more likely to. And it is so true. Because of my great personality and my, I would like to say, like, my nice body that I do have, I'm trying to be more positive, but nice body that I do have, I have been placed in places that are acceptable because it's like you're not that guy in the room.
Yeah.
You're just part of the social setting.
Yeah, you're part of the 1%. You're part of the elite.
That's so
crazy. Like, with me, in terms of how it's affected my life, obviously it's how I step outside, whenever I have a conversation with somebody, I could be thinking, like, yo, this person's looking at my stomach, this person's looking at my body type, this person's looking at my weight. So it kind of prevents me from being able to be the best version of myself, being my quirky, funny self. Most of the times when you meet me, I'm quite quiet and silent because it's better for me to have no comment or no opinion because I'm probably thinking about how you're perceiving me.
Yeah.
So I think my weight has always got me into a really bad habit of thinking how people might be perceiving me.
Yeah.
Even if they aren't perceiving me.
And, you know, it's not even your fault. It's from, and God knows I love my family, but it's because you're part of a black family. And every time you go to a family function, that is the thing that you can become a doctor. But if you're overweight, but you need to cut on those guinyas or something like that. And it's like, it's always those small comments. Like, are you sure you want to eat that thing?
Yeah.
Eat your rice.
Yeah.
Or are you sure you want to have juice? In our meat. And it's like, it's like, damn, bro. Like, yo, like,
that makes so that much creates sense,
that insecurity habit in within you. Because the people that you love most are telling you
that you ain't shit.
That you ain't shit.
Yeah, and also it stems even to your friend, your mom, your dad. Because I'm thinking about it now. Lebo will have a packet of chips. He will be dusting it. Has mama ever commented on eating chips?
Never.
I'll hold like a small packet of sweets, bro, that's probably like 3 days old. My mom goes, yo, sugar gana. Like, she basically goes, yo, so much sugar. They're like, oh, I'm having a couple. She goes, you,
Mama and Papa used to buy me lunch bars. Like, a lot of lunch bars. I don't know why. Used to be like, here's the chocolate.
I don't know. Mama, obviously, I can't. My weight is like, it's because of me. I think I just used food as a way to
cope.
To cope with, obviously, upbringing and certain things that happened in my life. Or just, maybe I just really liked the taste of food.
Yeah.
And I don't want the taste to stop.
Yeah.
But one thing my parents always used to do is like, if Lebo couldn't finish his food, they make me eat it, bro.
Ah, Tato.
And I would happily eat
it. Guys, Tato's perspective of this is crazy. We disagree. He would volunteer as tribute.
No, like, initially I wouldn't.
So, are you sure?
I remember, you know, I used to actually guilt my so we buy McD's.
Yo, this guy.
We'd buy McD's, right? We all get a meal. Libby gets a Happy Meal. She gets a Happy Meal. I get a Big Mac. I've dusted my food within seconds. And then
on the way home.
on the way home. And then Lebo's keeping his burger for later.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, bro, can't you just give me half? And he would be like, bro, you ate. I'm like, I would literally guilt him.
Gaslight me.
Gaslight him into him giving me half because I make him feel bad. Like, bro, how can you not share with me?
I'm your own brother. I am your flesh and blood.
I deserve this body.
No, I don't say that, man. But you know what? It's different. I think what I really am proud of you for is being so self-aware. I think a lot of people choose the easier path to just be like, it is what it is. But that's not who we are. We've always been people that say to ourselves that, like, you know, anything we can control, we will. If it's out of your control, I understand. Sometimes weight is outside of your control. There's nothing you can do. Sometimes it is in your control. Sometimes you genuinely need medical help.
Yeah, but with me right now, it's differently. Everything's in my control.
But when it is in your control, it's I'm proud of you for the fact that you can take charge of your own life. Guys, it's so easy to just fall into the easy. It's easy to just be like, you know what, dog, this is who I am. Yeah. What people define me as is who I am. But people forget that we are the authors of our own lives. We have the paintbrush, and every stroke that we put into our lives is your decision.
Yeah,
what you can control, you can control.
That's so true. Yeah. And like, if you look at me, like with my part, it's not my first time exercising. I've been trying. Like, I think I try probably every 3 months. Like, there was a really good phase in my life where I was boxing. I lost so much weight, so fit. I was so strong. And I was being gaslit about me losing weight by someone in my life. And I felt bad for losing weight.
Yeah, it's the jealous friends, guys.
It's the jealous friends. I felt bad for losing weight. And then, like, unfortunately, the only reason why I stopped is because, like, I was traveling because of YouTube. So when you travel, you stop exercising. Once you get out of a habit, it's hard to go back into the habit. And then eventually my boxing gym closed down. Luckily now, like, I know that I'm on this route of, you know, losing weight. So when I was in Durban, the first day, I couldn't gym, so I went for a jog. We did like a young 5 to 7K run. Came back.
Damn.
Rested 2 days. Next day, moved to the Radisson Hotel. There's a gym downstairs. I was at the gym at 10. I don't know if you saw my story. I was at the gym at 10 p.m.
Damn.
After a 10-hour workday, I was at the gym lifting. That morning, I woke up the next day, thought about going to the gym. Did I go to the gym? No. But I chose to eat healthy throughout the whole day. Like, yo, you're not burning calories. You're not using your muscles. Eat healthy. Came back from Durban. First thing I did was get myself like Soul Slovakia. Soul Slovakia is free. It's quite healthy.
It is very
But yesterday healthy. I had KFC because I was like, you know what, bro? You've been working hard for like 9 days. You're going to work hard tomorrow. Have some KFC, you know. Yeah, have some KFC. Do what you do to relax and then watch something on Netflix.
And you know.
And it was okay because I'd been working hard.
And you know what's so crazy? None of this is motivation. It's a, I have to because I have to. People forget that, like, with working out, with weights, with all these things, it takes a level of discipline. Yeah. It's not that thing of, yo, guys, like, I'm summer body. I hate that summer body chat. If you go and gym for summer body, you will lose it in the summer.
Yeah.
It's so easy to lose it. It takes a certain level of discipline. And that's why I respect all the gym rats. Like,
and understanding.
Yeah, it's like you saying to yourself, like, bro, I need to do this.
I have to take control of my life.
I have to do this.
So I watched the TikTok or IG video and they were like, bro, it's either one, you wake up every morning and you run, you exercise, and you focus on your body, or you let life go and then you wait in the lines when you're older to see the doctor.
Yo.
You get the medication in the future to work on your body. You battle the diabetes, you battle the overweight that you have.
Yeah.
You bet all those things, or you put the work in. So everything you're doing, it's a matter of you doing it now or you're doing it later.
Whoever made that video, that was a threat.
And that was that was like a 65-year-old man. So you can imagine how I received that.
Mm.
Also, one thing I've seen, like, with my body and stuff and me taking control, I wish I was speaking like once I have been done with my journey, you know, but right now I'm obviously still within my journey. But I can tell you right now my journey is successful because I think I'm on week 3 or week 4 of exercising and it's the longest I've gone consistently.
Mm.
One thing I do every day, every chance I get, is that I consume content that is towards my cause. And me consuming that content reminds me of my why. A lot of the time, people will do things and then they easily stop their action because they forget what their why is.
Mm.
There was a moment yesterday I couldn't shoot my podcast because I was so tired. Speaking to my girl. My girl goes, remember why you're doing it. I got up within those 3 seconds. After I read the message, I got up. Because once you remember your why, once you know what you do, once you know where you want to go, like, you become... It becomes easy, bro. Like, imagine if everything you wanted in life, you worked towards it. Like, imagine if you wanted that dream body. Imagine if you just worked towards that dream body. Imagine if you wanted, like, to start a business. Imagine if you just worked towards
that. I told you, bro. Everyone's a dreamer, but not everyone's a doer.
Yeah, like so what you said. Like, you're just the author of your own life. And with me personally, like, as much as I'm still learning, I'm still growing. I am so proud of like where I am right now. Like right now, I'm looking at 2 tripod stands. I'm looking at mics. I'm looking at a MacBook Pro.
Three cameras,
lighting. I'm staying in a house. Like I'm just there like, bro, I did all this shit because of all the work that I did. Imagine if what happens if I can put in more work.
Mm.
Which is why I'm like, yo, if I can do it for YouTube and consistency, why can't I do that for my own body? Because my body is what makes me sad. And the solution to me stop being sad because of my body is to work on my body. So why not work on my body every chance I get to?
Yeah.
Why, when I wake up in the morning, do I choose to sleep longer when I could go to the gym? When me sleeping longer makes me sad in 6 hours. You get me? So it's like a, it's a perspective thing.
Bro. It's a, and it's being so self-aware to the point of where you know your triggers are, what makes you fall, and knowing your whys.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to what I said in the beginning of like my theme of the year. I don't know if some it'll touch someone listening, but progress over perfection, man. It's like Tato said, no, you, on the first day you gym, the second day you jog, the third day you take a break, fourth day you jog, but constantly progressing. No one expects you to be perfect, but we do expect you to progress.
Make an effort.
It's progression.
Yeah. What's you know, like, people care for each other, right? And we all want the best for each other. If you had to, if I was gaining an insane amount of weight, would you tell me? I don't think you would.
Are you joking? So Tato is very sensitive. No matter what he says, no matter what he portrays, whatever he says, what thought on these platforms, etc., Tato is very sensitive to certain people.
Yeah, I am
one of those people. If I tell Tato, "Now what you're wearing is whack," he will take it like very, very personally. So to answer your question, if it is getting to a point of where I need to step in, etc., I would construct it in a way where
you'd have
I
to
would
think about it.
I'd have to think about it for maybe 3 days and be like, okay, maybe I'd plant it. Like, you know, you're chilling and I'd be like, yo, dog, yeah. I mean, I'm not feeling well about myself, man. Hey, I don't know. Sometimes I just feel not well about myself. I don't know, man. And if you join the conversation, that's when I initiate. I'm like, what, really? You've been feeling like that? And then, you know, that's what a lot of the time, that's how I like speak to you about things like that. I go from myself, and then when you speak, I'm like, you're not.
As he says that, I think I've played back 15 memories of that strategy. And I'm asking that question because I'm like, that's the biggest problem with like people that care for us dearly expressing to us how they feel about our weight change. And I'm going to assume 9 times out of 10 when someone tells you you've gained weight is out of concern. We know it's not 9 times out of 10. We know that it's probably 1 time out of 10. Another 9 times out of 10, they just feel like, oh, I'm better than you. You've gained weight. So it poses a question to the audience and to us here. Like, if you feel like you are a person, you are all people, you're skinny, you're overweight, underweight, whatever. How would you want to be told that from a person who cares for you dearly?
How would you say to me? I'm so curious. If like I was getting too skinny, too overweight, what would your... You know, what would your technique be or approach?
Yeah. Okay, personally, I've never felt like you've been overweight or too skinny. Okay, growing up, you were a kid, so obviously you were just a skinny kid.
Yeah.
But like now, I think this body type that you have is amazing. I think it's good. You should stick with it as long as possible. And shout out to all the McDees and KC weight last year.
Yeah.
But I'd probably be like, bro, knowing me, I'd be like, bro, I'm in the gym. And there's like this family discount thing, and they basically gave you like 6 months. They're giving you six. I'd pay for the 6 months.
Pay for the 200.
Like I'd pay for your membership for 6 months, and I'd be like, yo, it's for free. Then I'd be like, yo, you should come to me in the mornings. And then if you didn't come to me in the mornings, I'd be like, bro, come on, bro. Like this thing it's is free, an opportunity. Dog. Let's go. Because I'm trying to think. I'd never be like, bro, you're actually gaining weight. Hey, that's so.
That's so.
Which is why I wanted to pose this question because I want to know how to actually do it. Because I mean, your aunts, your uncles, our moms and dads, our siblings. I've seen there's the new way of doing it. Hey, you're happy now, eh? Hey, money's good, eh? Bro, like, I remember I was with Lucas. Lucas was like, yo, I've seen you wear this shirt in 3 different variations. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, no, I've seen you in this shirt skinny, medium size, and huge. It's just so crazy. I've seen this shirt sit on your suit like so many ways.
Oh, yeah, when we were at his crib. I remember that.
Yeah, so with me, my boys will quickly be like, yo, you've gained weight, eh? You get me?
In joking manner, though.
In a joking manner.
It's always in joking manner.
Yeah. So I think as a, it's different, bro, because I don't know. I think it's very important if you're overweight to hear that you're overweight. And it just depends where it comes from. Because at the end of the day, guys, being overweight is not healthy. Like, you can be a certain way, you can be a big person and you can be healthy.
Mm.
But most people are overweight and not healthy. Like, I know many people that are considered overweight, but they are very, very, very healthy people.
And then I think it all goes back to who's your circle, you know? It goes back to the type of dynamics you have with your friendship, your family, etc.
Yeah, but we have all the things in place, though. We've got good friends, we've got circles. How do you say
I'm just saying, I like to believe that my friends are real enough to approach me and tell me when I'm wrong. I think that's the time. But again,
bro, you can't even tell
friendship.
Me.
Friendship. No. That's different. I told you now. You're very sensitive towards selective people. Yeah. Me being one of them.
Yeah.
But if my boy, like, let's say, shout out Khunse. Like, let's say Khunse. Shout out him. And yeah. I say to him, bro, like, oh, dog, nah, you're gaining weight, boy. Like, he said that to me. The other day, you're gaining weight, bro. I'm like, yeah, I know, you're right.
You know what I don't like? Sorry, I don't like when people that begin exercising and now have found this new... No. And I don't know if Hunter does it, but I'm just saying people that start exercising, start running, don't project your newfound values onto me.
Yeah, because you're killing it now. It's like being like a top dog and you're like looking at the underdog and you're like, ah,
where were all those opinions when you were the same as me or when you were underweight or overweight?
Mm. Not to say Khunse does that at all, because he really doesn't. But Tato is so right. Because when people in anything have their shit together and like they just started having their things together.
Now we must all have
they
our
will
shit
project
together.
Everyone having a thing together. You know what I mean? And
but I'm sure it comes from a place of like love. Because it's like, yo, bro, guys, I've just discovered that it's stupid to not exercise. Or I've discovered it's stupid to not work 8 hours a day consistently because it's for our future.
Yeah.
So they just did like, bro, guys, I found the answers. Here's the answers.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, not everybody will be willing to receive information.
It's like I recently took a journey where I didn't drink for around, I think it was like five to six months. And obviously it's that interdiscipline that like, you know, everyone around you sometimes will mislead you. Some of your closest friends will say to you, no, dog, like, ah, let's just have a shot, etc.
Yeah.
But I think that no matter what people say around you, whether they say, ah, it's good that you're not drinking or you are drinking, etc., or you should drink, etc., it's about, at the end of the day, it ends with you.
Yeah.
So it's your choice and your disciplines that you put in place, your boundaries that you put in place. Obviously, your friends always have a say. And like, I like the question Tato said, and I hope that people actually contribute to that conversation of like, how would you like to be told? But for me, those conversations, those opinions, you need to be very self-aware. I think if the moment that you're not self-aware about your life, all hell breaks loose, you just...
Yeah, you move with the air.
You move out with the...
You embody the air now.
Yeah, you're an airbender.
Yeah, let's speak about like your weight or your body type being a social currency in men and in women. We can start off in men because I'm pretty sure in women we have too much to say.
I'm going to go ham, yeah. Because bros. Oh my God, men are like this on podcasts.
Yeah.
We have so much to say about women, so little to say about men.
Yeah. Also the same way, like if I had to speak about it with...
Women,
I don't know. Yeah,
no, they wouldn't. They would still be like,
let's speak about
women. It's so crazy. Like,
yeah, women speak about
women, but men would also speak about women. Like, men don't know. Like, dude, men are not comfortable speaking about this.
Themselves, bro.
It's not.
Okay, so let's speak about it. Let's speak about it with like men. This thing I want to sit back. Let's speak about it with men, right?
Yeah.
How do you think an ideal man, gymming or just lean, big shoulders, tall? Not a six pack, but flat stomach, even six pack biceps. How do you think he excels more in life compared to the underweight or the overweight man?
I don't lie. I don't give a damn because I'm that guy. I think men associate their own worth with the woman in their lives and the woman that attracts
them. Oh, I'm so dead.
No. I'm saying it. Men associate their value with the woman they can attract. Now, I know for a fact I attract baddies. I attract good woman, beautiful, attractive, glorious like woman.
You can't fix it. You said baddies first.
The baddies. The word bad and die. The baddest. Uh-uh. And I think every man associates their worth for what women think in terms of their bodies. There was a period in time when light-skinned men were perceived as the most beautiful creatures on earth. Then there was another period of time where tall, dark, handsome men were seen as the pinnacle of manhood. These things are always changing. And who's changing them? Women.
Wait, I think with the light skin thing, it was men.
No.
It was men.
No, it was colorism. It built into colorism. It was man and woman, yes, sure.
No, I think when the tall, dark, and handsome thing came out, that's when women are like, you guys are fools. That's what we actually like.
Nah.
Oh, no, but you're right. No, I'm wrong. It was women.
No.
You know why?
I'm
wrong. I'm wrong. It was the Chris Brown era.
Yes.
It was
Tiger. Apple. You know,
that's where it originated.
You know what
from.
I'm saying? So now we have to say to ourselves as gents, I honestly don't give a damn how you look. I don't give a damn. Tato, no disrespect to you. Yeah. I think you're a great guy. Yeah. I don't give a damn. Mara, I give a damn what Zendaya thinks. I give a damn what Litle, Uncle Waffles, thinks. I give a damn.
Yeah.
And that is what we need to understand. And that's why men don't have these conversations with each other, because we don't give a damn what we think about each other.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, but I mean, dude, let's not lie. Let's say we're chilling, sos majita, ne?
Yeah.
And then some skinny ass, dorky ass nigga walks into the room.
Ah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's girls. So let me paint a picture for you. It's a house party. We're chilling right here.
Mm.
It's you, it's your boys, it's Junte, Arjun, Zile, me. And then some, let's say underweight, skinny guy walks in, dorky glasses, he walks in. There's a woman there. Would you be intimidated this guy's gonna take your hands?
No. No.
So you're saying no, nah? No, you're no intimidation. Now some tall, dark, bearded, tall, buff man walks into the room. Do you not feel your territorial instincts?
Yes, obviously. And it goes back to what I said, because women find them attractive. So the value, so it's not what I think. And that you just reassured it to me.
Oh, so
because it's what women, we find value in ourselves as men based on what women think.
That's so true. So men don't actually care about how men look.
No, yeah. I don't give a damn. Bro, if
that's not true, bro.
Okay.
Think about that. No. In that context,
100%. Yes.
But think about now, like high school, and there's a chubby guy. Men bully the shit out of that chubby guy. They care about how he looks. Mm. They don't see him as an equal.
But why? Because the woman wouldn't mess with him. Think about it, Tato. Tato, I'm gonna say this slowly for you, dog, because I feel like you know.
I'm starting to hear you.
You're hearing me now.
I'm hearing
Listen
you.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Why? Damn. Is it because the men? No.
I think I messed up with the tripods. They're covering our faces. Yeah.
Just a little bit, but
it's not deeper. Huh?
Yeah, it's not. But think about it, dog. Is it really us? Yeah. Or is it what we perceive women to want and need? Because, and guys, don't get it wrong. It's not a woman's fault. Women are allowed to like certain things, just like men are allowed to like certain things. And women go through the same thing, because we also like certain things and they go into those certain eras. For example, with niggas talking about the Bunda era. The Bunda era. So what happened after the Bunda eras? BBLs became popular. Because men and women care what the opposite gender thinks.
Yeah.
You understand? So that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. Like that I really do believe that. And I'm more than willing to learn and, you know, debate about this. Maybe in the comment section, you guys tell me what you guys think it is.
Yeah, because I'm genuinely starting to agree with what Leb was saying. Like, men's opinions on other men are based off of how women see them. Yeah, I'd never look at this guy and be like, that's a handsome man. I'm like, no, women know that guy to be a handsome
guy.
Like, I'm even thinking about the first time I met Ayo, bro. The only reason why Ayo was
Shout out to Ayo.
The only reason why I was looking for him was because I'm like, I know the woman are gonna eat this up.
Yeah. Because that nigga is fine.
He's a fine as hell. Yeah, he's
to tall. The current woman specimen.
Yeah, he's tall. He's dark.
He's
foreign.
He's bearded.
Nigerian.
He has a deep voice. You know.
Now he's a DJ. I think a DJ it put him out there, but then it kind of made some points. Also, guys, shout out to go stream Ayo's latest track. Shout out to my boy Ayo.
Yeah. So again, man, like it's constantly changing, and it's gonna change in 10 years.
So you think that there is social currency to men, but it's based off of how women perceive the man.
They determine the thing.
Okay, so ultimately, the tall, dark, fit man has more power compared to the underweight, overweight.
Yes.
And he probably might get that job if...
We use words like the alpha male.
He's the alpha male. So
the leader of the group.
Yeah.
We use words like that. We use, not words, but phrases like that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, those people are the most advantaged. When I ever met a guy, you're like, hey, what do you do for a living, man? This man is beautiful. What's the top two things he's going to say? I'm a model. I'm a model, but I'm also.
Yeah. It's like, yo, I'm in construction, but I'm a model on the side.
Yeah, and then, like, there's this guy said to me, because I told them that, my friend's becoming a model. So, I'd like to meet her because models are the top 1% beautiful people in the world. And it's like, yo, what?
That's crazy.
That's insane. But generally, yes, there is a large social currency or value held to people the dark bearded man, vice versa with women. There are perspectives that they have to hold up and keep that that aren't necessarily like 100% true, vice versa. Because at the end of the day, there will be someone who will fall in love with who you are for what you are.
100%. And you touched on it, it's Mike Sukler. You touched on it now. You were like, essentially, you were saying that women are men's currency as well. Which is why I want to lean into the direction of now, how do women benefit a social currency? And I've got some opinions on this. I feel like for some absurd reason, men care more about what other men think about their girlfriends or their woman. Like men compete with women at the clubs, men compete with women wherever they are, house parties, chillasses. It's like, who did he come with? Like, Tata Rambedi's here, who's he with? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Lebron Petty's here.
Just it's so
here.
Wrong.
Which goal did they come with? I was like, oh, dang, you see the goal that he's with? That makes sense for Just Daddy G. Like, it's Just Daddy G.
Yeah.
Like, how can he come with some? Like, imagine if Just Daddy G came with a goal that's not.
That's Chico.
That's Chico.
Chico got that girl.
Yeah, like, yo, you see what Chico came with? You see what Fuka came with? And I don't know how to describe it, but if Khunse came with a goal that is not the type of goal that he usually chills with, it would be. What's happened? Khunse has fallen off.
He's lost his game.
He doesn't have that sauce anymore. What do you guys call it? Riz. He has no Riz now.
He's no longer the Rizzard.
I'm so old, guys. These guys, I think it was for a month, they've been saying Riz. I didn't know what it was. I didn't care. I was like,
why did you just ask?
I didn't care. I'm like, it's the youngins talking.
But I also want to say how wrong it is. And you have to understand it all derives from old age patriarchy and seeing women as some sort of object and seeing women as some sort of like, you know, some value added object like koloi, like a car, and also, it's so wrong.
I think pornography and social media also contributes to a lot. Because of pornography and social media, we've got a certain perspective on how women should look.
Yes,
women need to have small waist. Okay, it says South African man, small waist, big enough booty, you know, big enough boobs. Most of the time, really amazing skin. Like, we actually acne shame a lot of women. Like,
No. That one is a heavy one.
It's a heavy one,
It's a heavy one.
Like, if a girl has acne and stuff, she actually is deemed not as attractive.
No, look. And she can be extremely beautiful. But, like, if she has acne, it's, like, automatically.
Yeah.
And, again, it all goes wrong because, again, we place value in each other, like, men to women. But for women, I don't want to speak too much because, again, I'll be always speaking from a point of privilege in that patriarchal standard.
Yeah.
But from my point of view, for what I've observed is that, you know, women don't only just take that thing of them. Like how I said, men, for men, it's women. They determine the value. But for women, it's two sides of the coin. It's man and woman. And that's what makes it even worse for women. I've seen my little sister break down multiple times because of beauty standards and stuff. And you don't even know what to say as a man because your beauty standards are determined by who you can pull. And if you're me, Himothy, you okay? But if you're not, then you
even
know.
even with me now, bro. Like, there's so many beautiful girls out there. I'm just like, I can't attain these goals.
Then look at
my girlfriend and the girls that I've built in the past. That I'm like, I can't attain these girls.
Muna, look at that girl that you want.
Yeah.
Look in the eye,
uh-huh,
and say, Muna, sometimes, just like the lotto, you don't know what number's coming up. And if my number is right, you can be a millionaire. You can find love. This is something that me and my boys used to do. You called it surely but surely. So it means that you like a girl, and obviously we, as you just said, as men, can look at a girl and be like, nah, this girl is not going to want me. I don't have the beauty. I don't have the, you know, everything that she would probably require as a man. But just stay around. Be the friend.
Nah, it sounds like, cool. I just did a podcast now on me leaving a 3-year friend zone. I just stay around. Remember my ex?
Stay around.
Stay around for 3 years. Fuck that.
Stay around. Stay around. And then one day she's going to look back at you and be like, you know what? You've always been here for me.
Now, once she's gone through all the monsters out there,
she's just there like, you know,
you've never disappointed me.
You've never let me down.
You've never let me down. You listen to me when I speak.
You listen.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we've covered most of the points. I don't know if you have anything else to say.
I just want to maybe ask you just one more question.
Yeah.
And this may be a bit something that you may not be answered necessarily, but what would you say to the younger version of you in that state, you know, in that body type, and what sort of advice or maybe rather statement you would give to them as just, you may go first, I'll go second.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Honestly speaking,
look deep into the camera. I need you to look into the camera as if you're speaking to that person. You're speaking to that younger version.
It's gonna sound really fucked up.
It's okay. It's whatever you needed to hear,
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Honestly speaking, I'd be like, bro, as much as you're uncomfortable with how you look and how you are, how you're perceived and stuff, this is the reality of life and you are what you eat. So just work on what you eat, honestly speaking. Like, I would honestly give him advice and be like, bro, you are what you eat. And try and make him understand that, like, you are what you eat. Like, you become what you consume. Like, if you're going to eat all sweets all the time and fast foods and eat too many calories, you're going to change your body. Like, you are what you eat, unfortunately. Yeah.
The reason I said that, and I'm going to go to mine, and maybe I should say my point after that.
Yeah.
But what I would tell my younger self is, man, you're going to figure it out. If not, it's also okay. It's okay to fail, but just always believe in yourself and always believe in what you're capable of doing. But the reason I said that, and it's so important, is because, and just to close it off, I don't know if we're closing but not. But
we're not closing.
But what you just said now is what everyone around you was saying. Do you understand now?
No.
I'm telling you.
No, listen.
I wish you could play back that thing.
No, damn.
You are what you eat.
No, listen.
But you get what I'm saying?
No, listen.
I'm just saying, man.
Because the thing is, your answer that you had now,
yeah.
I was going to tell, oh, I could easily say, like, yo, if nothing changed, you are going to be okay.
Mm.
You get me? It is okay. But ultimately, I'm working on something now that I could have worked on earlier.
Yeah.
And if I just had the understanding of what I could have worked on earlier, it could have really changed me.
But I'm saying.
But I hear you. Yeah, you're right.
You saw it, man.
Yeah.
So that's what, and it's so crazy. And I just wanted to say that out loud, because we're going to hate on a lot of our parents, going to hate on a lot of our family. But just like Tata said it to his younger self, it's just out of care.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make that point.
Guys, that was wow.
I just wanted to make that point.
It's ended off a bit lighter. Attacking the host. This guy comes into my pocket for the first time, wants to come here and tell me that I'm like everybody else. You're the same as those people. Anyway, I wanna do a poem written by my good friend Gamu here. Because I said that we're gonna end the podcast with telling you guys what the ideal body is. And she wrote this poem quite some time ago, and I actually really, really like it. She says it to me quite often. And it's called Perfection. And so we're ending the podcast. Once, if you want to listen to Kamu's poem, you can leave now. They were stepping out. Anyway, so it goes like this. Perfection. So apparently perfection looks perky, tight, round and bouncy. Perfection looks like a manual set up by beauty standards and what we call society. And they say perfection looks nothing like the intended stretch marks and align themselves on the sides of my hips or thighs. In other words, perfection looks nothing like stretch marks. Nothing like God-given looks. Nothing like me or her. Perfection never liked me, never liked her, never liked us. So walk with me and let's love ourselves together, because no other can do it for us. Not that boy that taught you what 2 a.m. looks like, with no sleep, no peace, just pain and sorrow. Not the needles and razors you keep hidden in your closet, only to hide behind long sleeves. I'm sorry about this relationship you have with self-infliction has never been a solution. Honey, you're a flower and it's killing your petals one by one. So I repeat, walk with me and let's love ourselves together, because no other can do it for us. See, perfection never liked me, never liked her, never liked us. And that's okay, because perfection is not even real. I'll see you guys next week Thursday with a brand new episode of My Name Is Mike. If you guys enjoyed that, please give us any form of engagement. Give us a like, a comment. If you want to give us 5 stars, do it. If you want to give us 3 stars, give us 5 stars. But tell us why you're going to give us 3 stars.